Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Inflation Reduction Trend Act.
Hey, baby.
I was like, oh, what are we doing to reduce inflation? That is the name of the bill that is the most sweeping. I mean, this is, I've been out for 2 weeks, so like, this is all old shit, but I don't know. I still think it's wild to realize that this is like the most sweeping climate change legislation of all time. It's called the Inflation Reduction Act, because can't get away with doing something for all those soft hippy dippy reasons.
Right.
Exactly. Gotta be gas cheaper at
not save Earth, Bill.
Right. Make my pickup truck go vroom vroom act.
Yeah. But they did again, they put a lot of rebates for electric vehicles, and that's why a lot of people are like, you should have invested more in like fucking walkable infrastructure, like public transportation.
Nah.
They're like, how about an $8,500 credit if you buy an American made EV? And then I think Ford, it was like, oh yeah, we just raised our prices by $9,500.
You can't sell sidewalks, Miles. You can't sell and resell sidewalks. How is that going to make anyone money?
I know.
Anyways, shout out to Biden getting it done in the big White House.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, Ford, they're like lightning electric truck. The starting price is raising them by $6,000 to $8,500, which is funny because, again, the Congress just said, we'll give you $8,500 for free if you buy this car. And immediately the car manufacturer's like, guess what? Just guess how specifically much higher the price just got.
Right.
Oh, you'd love to see it.
I mean, you can get rich off that, though. That's what.
Well, hell yeah.
Elon Musk's whole fortune is just like, you know, finding ways to get
little subsidies.
Yeah, sell all those carbon emission credits. All right, well, let's get down to some serious stuff. Fentanyl is trending because Fox News just found out about this shit. You heard about this?
You know how scared cops are of it? Yeah. That's what we're talking about here. And specifically that Joe Biden, it's like, I don't know, this, like, there's a stat about how there was like a 200% increase in fentanyl seizures or some shit, like just in July. And it
seizing
feels like
fentanyl at the border, not seizures caused by fentanyl.
No. They are saying,
hey, what you doing with all that fentanyl? That had been touched by someone who was high 3 weeks ago.
No. Give it here. Give me that fentanyl.
Right.
So again, and like everyone now, like all the GOP senators like retweeting and being like, Biden's open border is crippling your community. So it's a lot of flailing going on.
Yeah. Fentanyl is a horrible, horrible thing, but it is Joe Biden's fault. And I think we can just rest assured knowing that we have identified the problem.
I like a lot of people were like, if the borders are open, then how do they catch the fentanyl at the border?
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah. Whatever, this is what we're talking about. And
it does seem like more seizures would be good. There was no shortage of fentanyl getting into the country, so 200% increase in seizures seems like a good thing.
But yeah, that's why, again, you could be like, so how much was Trump catching?
Right.
But again, this is just another stupid political football to throw around. You have like no interest in act like the actual opioid epidemic.
Trump loves football. And it just,
ooh, fentanyl, ooh. Okay, what are you doing about like the people who are actually like dying when this shit's like, you know, it's popping up in their drugs and shit like that?
Didn't happen under Trump, which was amazing. I was shocked to find that out. Nobody died of a fentanyl overdose under Trump. Didn't he make that claim? He was like, we had the best drugs, the best ones,
pure uncut fentanyl. It's like sniffing base.
Election day is trending. Yep. Is it here already? I guess it is, quite. Right? So in some places,
but I mean like November, the big E day,
Biggie day. There should be a national Biggie day.
There should be,
but the big E day this year, the NBA is not going to have games on election day.
Yeah,
as a way to bore us all to death.
To get more civic engagement. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that works.
So good. I mean, that's cool though. That's now everybody else follows suit.
And, right. How about make it a across the board paid holiday? Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah. All right. Never mind. Fuck that. Forget it. Forget it.
Hey, speaking of the NBA, Blunts is trending because Draymond Green had trays of Blunts at his wedding.
Did you see it looked like something my 17-year-old self like fantasized about. It was like, bro, like at my fucking wedding, dude, it's be fucking trays of blunts, bro, like everywhere. Like everybody's gonna have a blunt and they're gonna be pre-rolled. Like you could just get them off a fucking tray. That's what Draymond had at this wedding. And it seemed like people were enjoying them, but like a lot of people are sort of questioning just sort of like the inconsistency of weed policy, like just in the world and our society in general. But yeah, it's definitely a flex. Are you looking at it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Those are big blunts, man. That is a lot of blunt.
Yeah.
Those are cigar sized blunts.
They were smoking on that gas. Wow. As they say.
Bron getting rid of all pics of him with one of these was one of the tweets. That's cool though. Has a player in the NBA gotten in trouble recently?
To Montrezl Harrell.
Oh, what happened to Montrezl Harrell?
He was in a car with weed, and he's looking at felony charges.
Oh, Jesus.
And then you talk about Brittany Griner.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like around, you know, like clearly people are smoking weed. That's just like, that's just a nailed on fact. And people relax with it or whatever. But again, like just seeing around like how pervasive it is, yet, you know, depending on where you are geographically, it could end up getting you caught for fucking, you know, Iman Shumpert also, he was caught carrying like 6 ounces of weed or some shit in, I think it was Texas. It's just like another, you know, just kind of like one of those things. It's like, where is the floor on any of this? Because it's wildly inconsistent. But like, it seems like across the board in this country, we're like, yeah, it's like decriminalize it. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Because I've yet to see a story about somebody cheating because they were so fucking high.
Right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. And quiet quitting.
Yeah.
Is this quitting your job quietly? Is that?
It's like, you know, like this, it's like something that you see express itself around the world of more people basically saying, like, I'm not fucking hustling anymore. What I'll do is I'm not going to go above and beyond anymore at work. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. I'll do what the fuck I gotta do. Like what I'm what I just need to do. I'll do the bare minimum because I'm not gonna burn out my fucking soul. So they describe this phenomenon as quiet quitting, or just quitting the idea of, you know, grinding so hard at work.
Yeah. That's not quitting though. I mean, I think
it just has to be a word. It's just called being like, yeah, man, like how about the new normal?
The valedictorian came up with the name of this phenomenon though.
Like, yeah,
you're basically quitting if you're not trying to go.
No, I'm not.
Extra super duper triple credit.
That's not what's happening. I am being asked to do way more than I'm paid to do and expected to do that. I don't like that agreement. So what I'm doing is setting boundaries so that I can at least carve out some kind of livable experience in this world I toil in.
So you're just deciding to lay down and die.
Well, it's kind of like, I think isn't that what they call that in China?
What's that?
Like lying flat, like the silent revolution too, of basically young workers who are just sort of saying like, I'm done with struggling for success.
Oh, wow.
I think it's like a thing that a lot of people just around the world be like, yo, why are y'all working so hard for nothing? I think it's sort of the energy that many people on earth are looking at and like, why are y'all doing all that for what? But yeah, I mean like this is. I think it's like in this Fortune article, they're talking about like how millennials are like identifying like, yo, burning out's a thing. And then Gen Z is like, yeah, well, not for me. I ain't doing that. So I'm like, yep, all right.
Oh, keep that getting smarter. Terrible for you, man.
Oh, yeah, my God. Exactly. You do all that shit? Oh, my God, my man. I laid down with my head down at my desk.
It's funny, man. There's for a long time, there was this thing called the Flynn effect. I think I used to talk about it a lot on the Crack podcast, but it was that IQ scores had to be zeroed out every like 10 years because each successive generation was like so much smarter than the next one. And then I think it generally like stopped happening 15, 20 years ago, but I like that seems wrong to me. Like that. People are getting smarter. They might not be getting smarter at IQ tests, but they're definitely getting smarter and like better at existing in the world that currently exists. It's just the world that currently exists no longer is best charted by IQ tests.
Right. But there's something, yeah, it's just funny too. Like just like this, we're living in this really this battle between like what work means to people and what is good or bad for someone's like well-being, what they want to do, you know, talking about like pay equity and things like that. And you always see like the like those like viral posts of like some store or restaurant window with a handwritten sign that's like can't open today because these Gen Z kids don't know what work is.
Right.
And like we're talking about this like, you know, definition of maybe Gen X boomer idea of work and how like from millennials downward, it begins to wobble a little bit. Like millennials are kind of have the foot in each pond where Gen Z is more like, it's not that like we don't want to work. It's like we just see what work is and we're just sort of redefining what our own boundaries are and what we're willing to do and not. They're like, oh, they won't work for nothing.
Right.
What is this? Yeah. It's like, yeah, because they're watching other people do and they're like, that looks not fun at all.
Somebody also did a Twitter thread a few weeks back that was like the nobody wants to work anymore article through the years.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was just like a screen cap from, you know, 1998. Nobody wants to work anymore. And this is evidence. Then like the New York Times, 1955. Nobody wants to work anymore.
Right.
And then like the 1920s. Nobody wants to work anymore. 1930s. Nobody wants to work. 1940s. Like just up.
Right.
Every decade.
There's like 1800s even, I think. Yeah, it went back.
Yeah. And that's all anybody's been saying.
That's just the barb that they use to prod us with. The capitalist is just like, they don't want to work anymore.
And it's always the youngest, like it's always that these kids entering the workforce, they don't want to work anymore.
Yeah.
They got
like smart mouths too, right. That I don't know how to deal with.
They just want you to respect their autonomy and, you know, life work balance.
It's just so funny because it's like such a generational thing too, like where it's like, well, I had it bad, so I don't know why the fuck y'all are complaining.
Yeah.
But it's like, yes, but see, that's progress, right?
I remember when I was in high school, like, this teacher was like, you're a breath of fresh air. You're not as entitled as the rest of these kids. When I went to that, like, prep school halfway through high school, and, like, all the kids there had, like, been going there. And it was like, oh, no, I hate myself. That's the thing. I grew up Catholic. None of these kids grew up Catholic.
Right.
That's what's going on here, sir. Manti Te'o.
Haven't heard that name in a minute, huh?
Yeah, baby.
Manti Te'o.
This was the best defensive player in college football, and he also played for Notre Dame.
Yep.
And that is a that is a recipe for stardom because people fucking love Notre Dame for some reason.
I mean, if you remember, in like it was 2012, he said that his grandmother and his girlfriend had died on September 11th of 2012.
Right.
And that his girlfriend was a student at Stanford and then like found like she also may have had leukemia. And then he was like, but I'm not going to miss a game. She had, you know, I promised her that I would play even if something happened to her was kind of like the ending. People were like, oh my gosh, this is like there's so much sympathy.
Like back in the 1960s, that would have been it. He would have gone down as a legend who played through the death of his girlfriend.
Went through some tragedies.
Yeah.
But put that gold helmet on for our mother.
Unfortunately for him, the internet existed when he made that claim.
And a few people were like, hold on, this looks like a weird web of people. That we're not sure who. Now, at the end, did he know or does he... that's the part when they're like, yo, this shit is all fucking fake. I was like, okay, I'm done listening to this story. Was he actually involved with it or was he genuinely catfished?
I think he was genuinely catfished.
Okay.
I think. But like... I get the sense that we are not going to find that out in this. So there's a Netflix documentary coming out telling the story of him getting catfished. I feel like this was a real mainstreaming of the idea of being catfished. Like this is when, you know, dads found out about the term catfish.
Right.
And it was when Manti Te'o got catfished and like, why would someone want to even do such a thing like that? And it's a weird story. Like when you dig into it, it does, you do start to ask like, wait, how did he not know? How was he dating this person and like had never met them? And,
right.
But like was claiming them as his girlfriend for so long and like going through things and like bring them up in the media. And I don't know. It's a strange story, but the interview that you played from this documentary just felt like it was being made by Manti Te'o from the perspective of Manti Te'o.
Yeah.
About Manti Te'o, him being like, and this is really the journey of me finding out who Manti Te'o really is.
Yeah, it sounds like I love these, like, self-awareness, bro.
Yeah.
It's very self-awareness, bro. This was like, so he was on CBS to promote the upcoming documentary. And like, yeah, here's a little bit of him being like, this is great.
You find a lot about yourself when the narrative is now negative. Mm. You know, you really find out how much do I really weigh people's opinions of me. I didn't realize how much I really cared about people's opinions because prior to that, it was all positive.
It's all good when it's praise.
Yes, when it's all praise and it's congratulations, it's like, that's man, good. This is great. Like, I'm fine. But then it turns negative.
That's real.
And then you're like, okay, who am I? Who am I before the praise? Who am I before all the criticism? Hmm. And so there's a lot of self-discovery there. Uh-huh. And I think it was a whole process in itself for me to find out, okay, who is Manti?
Facts.
That sounds very boring.
I mean, doesn't it sound like when you're saying, yeah, and then the criticism, if you were an actual innocent victim, like, and you actually got duped, wouldn't you be like, this criticism isn't valid because I actually had no idea that this person didn't exist and they tricked me? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. At the same time, I think people who are heralded athletes have a very low bar for criticism. Like, I mean, look at your Kevin's Durant. Your LeBron James, who I do think both of those, for being some of the greatest athletes we've ever witnessed with human eyes, get way too much criticism. But like when LeBron won the title and he was immediately like, well, now you have to, like, he was pissed. Like, and it was like, huh, like that. I do feel like there's something that comes with being that successful as an athlete that it's just like you sense a tone in someone's voice that is like, they don't think I'm the greatest human they've ever met. This is criticism and I will not stand for it.
Right. I'm gonna take that as disrespect.
Yeah. I took that as disrespect, exactly.
100%.
So I don't know. This, I don't have high hopes for it, but we'll see.
I just, like, it's one of those things where I was like I felt that was done and dusted. Like, yeah. I'm like, we need a Netflix documentary about this, unless it's going to reveal some wild shit. I mean, like, just reading the details of it, of like, all these, this person's cousin, and then like, how this other person was like the voice for the voicemails and things like that. I'm like, okay, but I've seen the show Catfish.
Yeah.
You know, I know how they get down.
Unless that interview was not at all reflective of what the content of the documentary is. I don't know. I hope. And then ITT is trending. Joe Biden is forgiving $3.9 billion in student debt to people defrauded by ITT Tech.
Yeah. Yep. I don't look sure. It's 208,000 people who were defrauded. I think the question that is in the air is, what about just everybody else? That's student debt. What's going on?
Right.
I get that with this, like, you can be like, well, these people were defrauded or whatever, but I think many people would argue too. Like, a lot of student loans people took out. It's like, well, if I had known how fucked up they were, maybe I would have maybe found another way. But all that to say, 3.9 fucking billion, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Fucking lot of money they siphoned up.
They really had it going for a little while. The great scammery of the aughts, I feel right. like. 90 yeah. through the aughts.
All right, now you just got a couple tens of million more people to go, Joe.
There you go. All right, well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon.
Yep.
We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. No. Bye. Yep.
Bye.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.